This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In terms of errors, and as far as Salah is concerned, yesterday we explained that the lowering of the upper garments, the lowering of the upper garments below the ankles is something which is abhorred at any time for a Muslim, and more so in the masjid, and when you are performing Salah, and we should be careful in that regard. If it slips down, put it up. There used to be a time when people, they knew they were doing wrong by lowering the garment, but when they used to enter the masjid, they used to fold it up. They used to bend over and fold it out. Now even that is lacking. I was mentioning yesterday, nowadays, mashallah, we wear the best kurta and the best imama and the best surma and everything, but our robes from the top are flowing beneath the ankles, and that is not correct. The mas'ala that I wanted to discuss for today, very few people realize this, but it is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is an etiquette of a masjid, that when you enter the masjid, even though the salah has not commenced, you must fill in the sufu from the beginning. We know the masala in terms of salah. We know that once the salah is commenced, you fill in the first serve, then the second serve, then the third serve. If there's a gap in the second serve, you first fill in that gap before you move into the third. But it does not only apply for when the salah has commenced. If you have entered the masjid waiting for the salah to start, like we have entered now, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in the hadith explicitly. And it's etiquette of the masjid that we do not sit scattered. Yes, if you're reading a sunnah somewhere else, understood. But once that is done, when we're waiting for the salah to commence, we should not wait with gaps in between and spaces in between. We should automatically come to the front and fill in the sufuf, getting ready for salah. Even on Friday, that's the etiquette. Unless a person has a justified excuse to be on against the pillar or against the wall, that as you come in, if you're performing your sunnahs at the back because the talk has already commenced, understood. But once you're done with that, come to the front and fill in the sufuf as the gaps exist, so that the sufuf are already formed by the time the salah stands, not only when the imam stands up for the salah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.